Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Mick Munter and the Rowdy Riddles, an original story co-written for you by Gregory Barney and Daniel Hines. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. We also have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Mick Munter, Monster Hunter extraordinaire. You may also know me as the Lanky Yankee, the Charbroil Gargoyle, the Creature Teacher, the USA Game, the Unscripted Fun Cryptid, the Paranormal Semi-Formal, the True Blue Buckaroo, the Bulk Bogan Hulk Hogan, the Regal Eagle, and your guide to the Great Unknown. Every month, I explore the untamed wilderness looking for monsters. From the Devil Dragons of Australia to the Creeping Cryptids of North America, my friend Bigfoot and I search out the strangest creatures, the most mighty biteys, the supernaturals, and I bring you all along for the ride. Some people think I've got bats in the belfry, but we all know that magic is out there in the wilds, just waiting for an adventurous kiddo to track it down.
He's a first-rate mate, he never hesitates to guide you to the great unknown. He's a wonderful down under who always brings the thunder, solving mysteries everywhere he goes. Exploring around the world so every boy and girl can discover something awesome. Yeah. Mick Munter, a monster hunter. Mick Munter,
Well, Bigfoot, button my jeans and call me Levi Strauss, because we've had a doozy of a week. 2 UFOs that turned out to be weather balloons, 1 solar flare, 3 Yeti sightings of an unfortunately hairy tourist, and now this. I don't want to hear it. That man said it was a chupacabra. No time for the phone. We need to find our next adventure.
Is Abner.
Professor Abner? He'll have something good for us. Professor Abner, I haven't talked to you since that Mothman fiasco. Have you considered my idea for a new microchip?
Nick, I...
See, it's like a regular potato chip, but much smaller.
Haven't cracked it yet. Now listen.
Yeah, Bigfoot and I have had a regular 1-2 punch of a week. Some guy told us he had a chupacabra. We showed up, and turns out the guy just had a chewy cobra.
Wow, okay. But Nick...
Yeah, that son of a gun really did love to chew. It bit just about everything. I got nibbled a bit myself, and it really went after Biggs. Poor guy has had a bald patch on his butt, but...
Mick, just listen. I'm at the Cod Pro Shop Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. The National Guard is here. They're armed to the teeth.
Wait, there's a pyramid in Tennessee? And the US of A? I thought those were an Egyptian thing, like hieroglyphics and loving kitty cats.
Some big company built a pyramid here as a stunt, and the Cod Pro Shop bought it and made it into a sporting goods store. It was fine for a few years, but now there's something bogus bubbling in the beakers here, and I think you're the man for the job.
Well, plant me in the forest and call me intrigued.
Nick, there's no time for details. I'm here with a General Rocket Hawk of the Guard, and he says we have one more day to crack this mystery, or he's gonna bomb the site from orbit.
You're doggone right. I've lost 3 days and 12 men trying to take this pyramid, and I won't lose a man more. I'm gonna bomb it into rubble, and then bomb the rubble into rocks, and then bomb those rocks into sand, and then bomb that sand into glass, and shape that glass into a tiny little award for your hurt feelings.
General, Mick, you gotta get here. It's the big pyramid off the highway. Sending you the coordinates now.
I'm gonna bomb it back to the Stone Age. You come here to visit, you're gonna have to say how do you yabba dabba do, you hear me?
We need to wait. General, put down that detonator.
You said it, pal. A pyramid? Some strange occurrences? Sounds like it's cryptid o'clock. Fire up the engines, because we're out of here like a jackalope on his wedding day. Hey kids, wow! There sure is a lot of activity here. Huge tanks, trucks, men and women in green running all over the place with a sense of purpose I haven't seen since CryptidCon 2005 offered free Mothman repellent for the first 100 visitors. Turns out it was an off-brand laxative. Whatever's going on here must be big. Holy moly, speaking of big, look at this store. It's a giant COD Pro shop shaped like a pyramid. It's hundreds of feet tall like the ones in Egypt, except it's glass, and it's framed by the hustle and bustle of a major city. It's incredible what man is capable of building when ease of access to sporting goods is at stake.
Who on God's green earth let this decrepit rolling death trap into my AO? Someone's gonna pay for this. They're gonna be doing push-ups until they're pushing up daisies.
Oh, hello there. I'm Mick Munter, Monster Hunter extraordinaire. And this rolling death trap is the Muskrat. It's an RV converted into a mobile cryptid hunting station.
I don't care if it converts into a doggone tank that shoots out smaller tanks. There are no unauthorized vehicles inside my area of operation.
General, this is Mick Munter, the specialist I was telling you about.
Yeah? And who's his hairy friend?
This is my friend Biggs, and he's wearing a tactical ghillie suit. Of course, as a military man, you know the value of good camouflage.
Where's he trying to blend in? A Burlington coat factory? Hey, you are a big boy, though. Strong-like. You ever think about joining the doggone guard, son?
Flat feet.
Well, that's a shame. I'm going to the forward command post. Professor Dingus here will get you up to speed. You have a few hours left. When you fail, and you will fail, I'm blowing this whole sports store pyramid so high, the birds will be wearing jerseys. Come on, go, move, get out of here, go on, move.
He seems like a nice guy. Calm as a bomb and friendly as a Jersey Devil.
You have no idea. Come on, you two. I've got a mobile lab set up. We can talk there.
Woohoo!
Kids, it's like a whole different world here inside Abner's mobile lab. It's like being inside of a computer. Lots of things in here that look very fragile, yet very fun to touch. What's this one? Some kind of dongle for a robot?
Nick, please.
Bigfoot, be less clumsy.
Let's just sit before we break any more priceless science equipment, yeah?
So, why did you call me? Needed a little Mick Potato in this military stew? What's up? They have a Loch Ness monster in the fishing pond?
Worse, I'm afraid. A few days ago, a creature appeared in the center of the pyramid. No one got a good look at it, though. That is, anyone who got close enough to get a good look never came out again. The National Guard sent some men in, and they didn't come out either. They brought me here to try to get a drone in with a camera, but the cameras aren't working inside the pyramid right now. Radios and phones won't work either. We're totally blind as to what's inside.
My cryptid sense is tingling.
You're actually leaning on a live wire.
Oh! Better in coffee. Still, a monster in a pyramid? I think I might have an idea of what we're up against.
Good, because the general is rigging the whole pyramid to blow. You only have a couple of hours.
Then why are we wasting our time out here?
It's dangerous, Mick. No one has come out. I know you're pretty cavalier about monsters, but please don't get eaten.
I'm not on the menu. Besides, I'll have Bigfoot with me. Anyone eats us, we'll just get hacked up as a hairball.
All right, let's get you up to the front door then. General Rocket Hawk has a base up there. He'll let you through.
Let's do it!
This way. Hey, Bigfoot, get out of that drawer. Wait, what are you eating?
Chips.
No, those are microchips for my computer. Stop!
Ha! Professor, would you call that a megabyte?
Let's go.
Mick Munter, a monster hunter. Mick Munter, yeah!
Get those explosives planted. Not here, over there. You want to drop the pyramid on our heads? And you call that standing at attention? And you, get over here.
General, Mick and Biggs are ready to go into the pyramid.
You want to go through with this?
Hunting cryptids is what I do. I'm like a kid that's had way too much water in the car. I'm ready to go.
You don't even have any gear. My trained soldiers went in and didn't come out. What makes you think you have a chance?
Simple. I'm not a soldier. I'm a monster hunter.
Uh-huh.
All right. Your funerals and no hazard pay. Soldier, open up the cordon. Let him through.
Going into the pyramid now, what do you think? Was that a good line to leave on?
Performative.
Harsh critic, but fair enough. Okay, inside now. It's eerie in here. The lights are flickering off and on, and the emergency lights are shining red as a Rudolph's rump.
Nose?
Yeah, that too. Definitely a fair bit of chaos in here. Carts and sporting equipment clogging the aisle. Racks of clothes tipped and spread like Bigfoot's laundry. Okay, like my laundry. And we have all kinds of balls and rackets and clubs spread out like a tornado hit the Olympics. Quiet now. I think I hear something up ahead, near the center of the store. It's definitely something. Let's see if we can't get a sneak peek. All right, Biggs. Quiet as a cat.
No.
Pinch my cheek and call me your sweet baby boy. It's just as I thought. Kids and kids at heart, I'm staring at a genuine sphinx. She's the size of a house. She has the body and claws of a golden lion, the wings of an eagle, or maybe a falcon, and the face of a human, and the eyes of a woman. Eyes that are piercing, eyes that are powerful, eyes that are looking directly at us so know we've been spotted.
I know you're there. I sense your trace. So come to me and show your face.
Uh-oh.
Looks like we'll have to get a little closer. Well, no harm in that. It's safe as biscuits.
You've come to Egypt, vast and dry, to my pyramid. Your time is nigh.
Egypt would be a good place for a sphinx, but I think you got a little turned around. This is Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Egypt is about 6,000 miles that-a-way. Here it's less kebab and more hot chicken. I'm Mick Munter, by the way. How are you?
No more talk. Before you ask, I have for you my sacred task. Answer now my riddles three, or I'll devour both of thee.
Devour? Wait, what's that I hear in her stomach?
Oh, we swallowed us whole.
Hey, I guess we found the missing people. Swallowed whole. Well, it's better than being swallowed in pieces.
No more games and no more talk. You can't run or even walk. Answer my riddles from Egypt past, or else today will be your last.
Love a good riddle. Bigfoot and I do them in the muskrat sometimes in case we ever meet a sphinx. And hey, look at that. Bigfoot, what do you feed an angry monster?
What?
Whatever it wants.
Listen now, or be ye cursed. Here it comes, riddle the first. What has four legs, and soon you'll see, it then has two and ends with three.
Ha! That's an easy one. The answer is a Blugdarian swamp womper. They start their lives with four spider legs, shed two and disguise themselves as a man about town, and then grow a third leg from their belly button and move back to the bogs.
Your answer's wrong! And now I must... Wait, what did you say? A Blugdarian what?
A Blugdarian swamp womper! It's a rare cryptid. Honestly, I'd be surprised if you'd seen one.
No, the answer is human. Starts on four legs when you crawl as a baby, then two legs when you walk, and then three when you need a cane. But your answer, I guess it also fits? I just... Wow.
One down.
Bringo.
My riddle first you may have passed, but whet your wit, your luck won't last. Two sisters strange, one births the first, and then again, this time reversed.
A tough one, If you haven't memorized the entire DH Monster Master Field Guide, you're clearly talking about the Toxibaloxy Blister Misters.
This time you're wrong, and you must pay. It'll cost... Wait a minute, a Toxi who's it? You're just making this stuff up.
The Toxibaloxy Blister Misters are a pair of amorphous blobs that terrorize Biloxi, Mississippi. Every day, one is born from the other, over and over again. It's like a really short circle of life over there. Basically just a dot.
Wow. Luckily, my magic allows me to view all correct answers, and oh, this is just... I was looking for the sun and the moon, but technically, and only technically, mind you, your answer is correct.
2 for 2. Let's go for the hat trick. As long as no one plays any tricks on my hat.
You got lucky by being weird, but my third riddle is why I'm feared. Answer now and I'll be beaten. Answer now or you'll be eaten. Thin I live quick, and thick I live slow. My life can be measured in hours, a gentle wind can end my days, but my purpose is being devoured.
And that's clearly the old-fashioned wizarding Wick Warden of the West. Another monster for Mick.
Well, let me just look.
Ha! I'm just basting your turkey, friend. It's a candle, right? Bigger candles last longer, measured in hours in the olden days. Wind can blow it out, and its purpose is to burn up. Did I get it? For those of you at home, the Sphinx has just sort of fallen to the floor. She's sprawled out like a cat in the sun. Hey, everything all right?
This is just... wow. It's blowing my mind. Is it okay if I drop the rhymes for a bit?
Of course. As long as you pick them up before you go. No littering.
Okay. It's just no one's ever got all 3 of my riddles. I mean, Oedipus got my cousins, but I was batting 1,000.
Well, everyone loses their way once in a while. Why, just last week I followed what I thought was a weasel-nosed bumble bilge into a hole in the woods. Turns out it was just a mangy badger. Anywho, I got 15 rabies shots.
Wow, that's certainly something.
Yeah, and speaking of losing your way, that's why I'm here to talk to you. Why exactly are you guarding a sporting goods store?
A sports what? I was sent to guard the pyramid at Memphis, Egypt.
Ah, yeah. Like I tried to tell you earlier, this is Memphis, Tennessee. I think you may have gotten your hieroglyphics backwards. Ma'am, this is a COD Pro Shop.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm late to Egypt. Like, very, very late. I'm sorry, but I really need to fly. But since you got my riddles, is there anything I can do before I go?
Well, there is one thing. Can you please spit out all the people you devoured? I know it's their fault they didn't get the riddles, but seeing as how you were in the wrong place and all...
Of course, that's more than fair. Here it goes. You may want to stand back a bit.
There she blows! Old glory put to shame. How are you feeling, soldier?
I'll live.
How did you all survive in there?
Luckily, she swallowed a case of water and a jug of protein powder. But man, the smell in there.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Hey.
Sorry, just a little joke for the listeners.
All right, well, I've got to fly. Thank you, Mick Munter. Stop by and see me if you're ever in Egypt.
Will do. Want me to clear the doors?
No, I'm going to smash through the ceiling. More fun that way!
Smash!
Take care now!
What an exit. There's a lot of glass, though. Come on, everyone. Wipe off those digestive juices and follow me.
Mick, you made it. What happened in there? Did you collect any data? All we saw was a blur blasting out of the pyramid.
You blew up the doggone pyramid! That was my doggone job. But doggone it, you saved my doggone boys. So I gotta give you a doggone hug, soldier. Permission to doggone approach, doggone it.
Permission granted.
All right, now we gotta do a final sweep and secure the pyramid. Soldiers! On me!
So Mick, really, what was inside?
First, I've got a riddle for you. Where does the general keep his armies?
I don't know. Where does the general keep his armies?
In his sleeveys! Well, kids, my old man always said to leave them laughing. We had a heck of an adventure today. We met a sphinx and got her pointed in the right direction home. She was a rare and beautiful creature. But then again, aren't they all? That's it for now, but thanks for joining us. Until next time, kiddos. And remember, there's magic out there in the wilds, just waiting for you to track it down.
Story, Mick Munter and the Rowdy Riddles, was an original story co-written for you by Gregory Barney and Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by Gregory Barney with help from some friends. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.